This is a special report from True Crime Today and the Hidden Killers Podcast.
Well, we live in a strange world. Lori Vallow Daybell approved to represent herself in two upcoming Arizona cases. Now, after being found competent to stand trial last week, during a brief hearing on Friday the 6th, Judge Justin Bursky questioned Daybell about her understanding of the legal system, her education, her English language skills, and why she thought she should be defending herself. Let's go to the courtroom and take a listen to that interaction.
2021-001-704, CR 2022-001-242.
Good morning, Your Honor. Katie Staub for Trina K. for the state.
Good morning, Your Honor. Pamela Hicks and Robert Abernathy on behalf of Lori Vallow Daybell, who's present and in custody.
Ma'am, can you tell me your name and date of birth, please?
Lori Daybell, 626-1973.
All right, thank you. We're here for a status conference. You've been found competent by two separate healthcare providers. Is it your intention, ma'am? You had expressed earlier that you would like to represent yourself.
Yes, sir.
Is that still your intention?
Yes, Your Honor.
All right.
If I may approach, Your Honor.
You do understand that you have the right to have attorneys represent you during your cases?
I do.
What grade did you finish in school?
I graduated from high school.
Do you read and understand English?
I do.
Have you had any drugs, alcohol, or medication in the last 24 hours?
No.
Are you currently prescribed any medications in the jail?
No.
Do you believe you're able to present a defense at trial?
I do.
Are you able to listen to what the court, counsel, and witnesses say during trial?
Yes, I will.
Do you believe you're able to ask witnesses questions that are relevant to the case and to your defense?
Absolutely.
Are you able to communicate effectively, do you believe, with the court, counsel, opposing counsel, and the jury?
I do.
I will make a finding that in court you do appear to act appropriately, speak appropriately, and communicate appropriately. Have you ever represented yourself before?
Not yet.
I do have a waiver form, one for each of your cases. You've gone over that waiver form with your attorneys?
I did.
You understand the waiver forms?
I did.
You have the right to an attorney. If you can't afford an attorney, I would appoint one to represent you. The attorney would represent you at all critical stages of the case, including before trial, at trial, and if you're found guilty at sentencing. Do you understand that?
I do.
An attorney can be of great value and assistance in criminal cases. There are serious disadvantages and dangers to representing yourself. Can you just tell me a little bit why you want to represent yourself?
Yes, Your Honor, for the past 5 years that I've been incarcerated, I have taken upon myself to study case law and criminal rules of procedure in the state of Idaho and Arizona, as well as federally. Prior to that, for the last 10 years, prior to my incarceration, I did study procedure in family law, and I have real trial experience. I have participated in three different full trials from beginning to end.
In family court?
One in family court. Two in criminal court, one bench trial and one jury trial.
Okay. You understand that you have two separate cases here. On each of these cases, if you're found guilty at trial, you'd be facing a sentence of up to life in prison with the possibility of parole after 25 years?
Yes, I'm well aware of that.
And you understand that if convicted at trial, that those sentences could run consecutively or concurrently to any other sentence?
I am also well aware of that.
All right. You understand that if you represent yourself, you'll have the sole responsibility for, among other things, asserting legal defenses, interviewing witnesses, doing investigation, doing legal research, filing and arguing motions, examining and cross-examining witnesses, giving an opening statement and a final argument to the jury. Do you understand all that?
Yes, Your Honor, and I'm very prepared.
All right. Do you... I also understand that you'd be held to the same standard as an attorney regarding the presentation of your case. This would include knowledge of courtroom procedure, applicable case law, rules of evidence, and rules of procedure?
Yes.
All right. Each of your attorneys have gone to college undergrad degree for probably a minimum of 4 years and then law school for an additional 3 years. So these two attorneys that are here in court each have, at a minimum, if not more, 14 years of higher education, as well as probably, I'm guessing, between the two of them, 30 to 40 years in trial experience. Do you understand that?
Yes.
Do you understand that your case may be specifically complicated in the sense that there are complicated evidentiary issues in your case? Do you believe you're able to present a defense?
Yes, I'm well aware of them.
All right. Do you also understand that if at some point, especially if you're in the middle of trial, you decide that you would like your attorneys to take over the case, you'd be effectively waiving any ineffective assistance of counsel claim that you might have because they might like a longer time to prepare?
Correct.
All right. Do you understand that even if I may allow you to represent yourself, I'll be appointing these attorneys to represent you as advisory counsel?
That's my understanding.
All right. If you want to testify at trial, you'd not be able to testify in a narrative format. Instead, you'd need to write out the questions, and the advisory counsels would ask you questions when you testify?
Yes, that's what I'm aware of.
All right. You can change your mind about this at any time. If at any time you want to be represented by your advisory counsel, let me know. I will appoint them back to represent you as your attorneys of record. But once you make the choice to have the lawyer represent you again, I wouldn't allow you to switch back and forth. Do you understand that as well?
Correct.
You also understand that if you ask your advisory counsel to take the case back over in full, you wouldn't be able to repeat anything that had already happened in the case or do over?
Correct.
All right. Because you'll be acting as your own attorney, you'd be expected to appear for every court hearing and every day of trial. If you do not appear for hearings or trial without good cause, I could consider your non-appearance to be an indication that you want to withdraw your right to represent yourself, and I would order your advisory counsel to become your attorney. Do you understand that as well?
Sure.
Your right to represent yourself is not absolute, and what I mean by that is if you fail to follow procedures, if you don't act appropriate in the courtroom, your right to represent yourself could be revoked. Do you understand that as well?
I do understand that.
All right. Do you have any questions about anything?
I just was going to ask if we were going to move forward from this today and if we are going to be able to reset trial.
We will.
Okay.
All right. I did receive your form. Is this your signature at the bottom of each form?
It is.
And I think I already asked you this, but I'll ask it again. Your signature appears on this form after you went over it completely with your attorney?
Correct.
All right. The court finds your waiver to an attorney is knowingly, intelligently, voluntarily made. I guess I should ask you, did anyone force you or threaten you to waive your right to an attorney?
No, quite the opposite.
Did anyone promise you anything in order to get you to waive your right to an attorney?
No.
All right. I do find your waiver is to knowingly, intelligently, voluntarily made. Your waiver is accepted and entered of record. You will be your own attorney on the case. I will keep these attorneys on as your advisory counsel. Again, if you change your mind and would like them to take over the case, you need to let me know, okay?
Okay.
Your current last day is May 11. I'm assuming you want to set a trial date within that last day?
Yes, I do.
All right. We're going to set a trial date March 31st for jury selection at 8:30 a.m. Well, we'll set it at... for now, 9 a.m. That could change the time, but we'll keep the date, March 31st. I'm going to, can I ask advisory counsel, in the event that she wishes to conduct interviews, would you be assisting her in that, or would your office have an investigator that would assist?
Either or.
Yeah,
go ahead.
I think generally OPDS will assign an investigator. For that purpose, and we would ask the court to endorse OPDS on this fourth minute entry.
All right. The court will appoint an investigator through the Office of Public Defense Services to assist Ms. Vallow in any investigation and or setting up of interviews of any potential witnesses in the trial. I am going to set a status conference to make sure everything's on track for the trial date. I'll ask you again. My understanding is there's a large amount of discovery. You're sure that you're going to be ready in time for March 31st?
Yes, Your Honor. Also, I have a reply to the state's response. I know that we said if you were to let me go pro per that I would have 3 days to make this response, and I have a copy for the court and a copy for the state if I could give you that.
Response to what?
To the state's response to my motion to compel discovery that was filed prior to the Rule 11.
Okay, I'm going to have to...
I believe the Public Defender's Office filed it, correct?
Was it your prior attorneys that filed the motion to compel
discovery?
They did, discovery?
Correct, yes.
I remember now. We did hold that in abeyance because of the Rule 11 proceedings. So you can go. You're ready to file your reply?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
There's one for the state as well, if he needs it.
Did you get... attorney Trina K filed a response. You received that and saw that?
Yes, this is my reply to her response.
All right, I'll take a look at those pleadings because, to be honest, I haven't looked at them for a little bit. I'm going to set a status conference just to make sure everything's on track. Let's set that at 8:30 a.m. Friday, January 10.
One more time, Your Honor. I'm sorry.
8:30 a.m. Friday, January 10.
Can I use your pen? Let me write it for you. Just
does that work for the state?
As far as I know.
Okay. Does that work for everyone on the defense?
Yes.
It's your turn.
Okay. Is there anything else from the state? One other thing I wanted to address. This, my understanding is the state, we do have two separate cases here. The state would proceed to trial on the 2021 case first. Yes.
That's correct. The first in time case.
All right. I think jury selection in this case could take longer than usual. Excluding jury selection, how much trial time do you think the state would take to present their side of the case?
I'm sorry,
you don't know.
I don't have that
okay.
information.
We'll wait till January to talk to Attorney Kay about that, just so we can block the appropriate amount of time in March. Well, I guess it'll be mostly April.
Your Honor, did you want to set a TMC as well? FTMC?
Yeah, that makes sense. Let's set that for... Set that for March 21. I'm sorry, no, not March 21. March 18. I'm going to set that before my morning calendar, my normal morning calendar, so at 8:20 a.m. All right, anything else from you?
My understanding is that it will be two totally different trials. Is that correct? So this is just, we're just setting things and we're just doing this for the first trial.
Right. Well, you should be getting discovery for both cases as they go along, but the first trial will be on the 2021 case. And then at the conclusion of that trial, we'll talk about when we're going to try the second case.
So all discovery deadlines will be for the first 2021 case?
Presumably, yeah. But we'll talk about how much discovery there is we would expect from the state when we come back in January. All right. Anything else?
No, thank you.
All right. We'll be at recess on this matter. Thank you.
Thank you, Judge.
That's the latest in the Lori Vallow case from the courtroom. Lori Vallow Daybell to represent herself in 2025 at her upcoming Arizona trials. That's the latest. I'm Tony Bruschi. Be sure to press subscribe so you don't miss any of our breaking updates right here.
This has been a special report from True Crime Today and the Hidden Killers Podcast.